Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io. And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle. Matt DeCourcy here with Lauren Conaway. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, how are you?
Columbus, Ohio.
That's how you are? Columbus, Ohio. I'm no. excited.
That's I don't even know how to unpackage that. No, we're going to talk about Columbus, Ohio today. We have looked at all of the cities in all of the places, and we realize we have yet to go highlight many of the innovative and forward-thinking things that the entrepreneur community in Columbus is doing. Have you ever been to Columbus?
I think I've driven through it.
I have. I was surprised. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. Is it pretty cool?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't stay long, but yeah. I was just like, I don't know. There's some places you kind of travel through and around and, you know, you're like, well, that surprised me a little bit. Now with that, we've got 10 companies today. Now, should we talk? We remember to talk about the rules of the list. It's just because we say the company first doesn't mean they're first and doesn't mean they're last. This is kind of a yes or no thing. So your list or not list. And I think you have the first company on the list. But before we do that, we do need to remind everyone that today's episode of Startup Hustle is powered by Fullscale.io. Hiring software developers is difficult, and Fullscale can help you build a software team quickly and affordably, and has the platform to help you manage that team. Go to Fullscale.io to learn more. And back to you, Miss Lauren.
Here we go. We are off and running with And Health. That is the first on our list. And I'm really excited about this one because And Health is helping people reverse chronic diseases. And I've talked about this on the show, but I have diabetes. So anytime I see somebody challenging the status quo around chronic stuff, I get really, really excited. But And Health, they operate a virtual center of excellence for migraines. And I love that title for sure. But they're also, what's really exciting is they're also launching some other virtual centers of excellence for autoimmune conditions. So things like arthritis, psoriasis, colitis, Crohn's disease, all of these really, really difficult chronic diseases that people toil with all day. So they're provided as an employer-sponsored benefit, and they're helping their patients to identify and address the root causes of migraines, have you ever like seen some of the research and some of the like really interesting things that they've come up with to help with migraines? Like you can pierce your ear, and I can't remember exactly what it's called, that piercing is called, but apparently like it's supposed to really, really help people who suffer from chronic migraines. And I just always thought that, do you suffer from migraines, Matt?
Only after I hang out with you.
Oh, whatever. I knew, you know what? As soon as
I don't.
Mouth, I knew that you were going to say it.
I don't, but I am allergic to mold. And sometimes I get these like sinus headaches that emulate kind of what a migraine is. But I've been around people that I remember specifically being with one of my friends once who had a migraine that was so pronounced that he started throwing up.
Yep. It can be really debilitating. Yeah. I mean, we're not just talking like a headache. This is like a headache on steroids. It's like light hurts your eyes. So, you know, addressing that, and they're doing it in a really collaborative, whole person kind of model. And Health is really, really helping their patients. And I love that. So way to go, And Health.
I like it. Yeah. I was kidding about the migraine. I give myself a migraine hanging out with myself.
I know.
All right, next on the list is eFuse, led by CEO and co-founder Matthew Benson and CTO and co-founder Austin May. eFuse is a web and mobile application for esports and video game industry. It's a media hub for esports enthusiasts to read, watch, and engage with content across the top global game titles. You know, gaming's big. More people play video games than anything else. Like, I'm shocked when I have... you know, we've had some esports people on the show in the past, and it just continues to blow my mind about how big that whole thing got.
Yeah.
I remember growing up when Nintendo and Atari were out, and that was like, my parents were, you're never going to make a living playing video games. Really? Because I might.
I feel like they were wrong. People are making serious bank off of video games. And I mean, it's such a cultural touchstone. Like, it's becoming a really, really important part of our society. Like, this kind of this gaming culture that was once a subculture is, you know, come out into the light. And I think that's really fun.
Yeah. I'm not a gamer myself, but I'm just old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for agreeing with that.
You know, I had to get you back for the migraine comment. So next up on the list looks like we've got Empora Title. And so this is really like, you've bought a house, I've bought a house. And one of the things that is always really, really frustrating to me is there's this lack of transparency around process. Like, you go in, you sign your paperwork and you make the commitment, and then all of a sudden there's radio silence while things are happening and you don't exactly know what's going on. And so Empora Title, they are a customer-first digital title company. So they're providing transparency and some peace of mind throughout the title process. They've got a really proactive, informative, intuitive portal that is allowing clients to track the status of their transactions. The dashboard also has those key documents and sensitive information all in one place. It's automating pieces of the process. It is expediting pieces of the process. And so we're introducing efficiencies. Looks like they are now servicing Ohio, Kentucky, Florida, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Missouri, and Georgia, which is huge, and that they're looking to expand their footprint. So that is really, really cool. How do you feel about that, Matt? Do you remember being frustrated in the home buying process? You just bought a farm.
I did. And you know, with some of that, I mean, I don't know, when you're describing what they're doing, and I'm sitting here thinking, man, there's a lot of complication there, because title searches and all that stuff are probably different everywhere. You know, yes, I did buy a farm, and it is it's in a different county than where I live. It's in the same state that I was living. There's a lot to be said with that. Now, that said, if that part of the process gets messed up or has a problem, it can either mess up your closing or it can mess up your ownership. You don't want to find out later. You mentioned like a title search, you know, people have liens and weird stuff that, I don't know. There's a lot. Like, there's an easement next to my property. My property is next. I don't know. There's just like a lot of weird stuff that goes in there. I'm all for anything that creates efficiency around that whole process, because it often feels like it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we love efficiencies around Startup Hustle. Anything that helps us live less complicated lives, yes, I'm psyched about, you know, whether that's professionally or personally when I'm buying a house.
Well, I've got something that helps with efficiency. It's Foxen, the next company that's on our list. CEO and co-founder Jay Harkrider and the VP of engineering, Tony Milne, have built a product that helps manage every aspect of renter's insurance, including streamlined enrollment, compliance, billing, and claims. You know, like, this is still real estate related, but there are a lot of situations and times where you need renter's insurance, whether it's for a few days, for where you live, for a whole lot of stuff. And it's not always straightforward when that. So risk management software, insurance verification, monitoring services, stuff like that. And you know, back to the grinding the gears of efficiency. Now, I would say that Foxen has got has some traction. They've received $44 million in investment recently or last year in Series A.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, you and I both know that anytime, like, follow the money and you're going to find the really, really interesting pieces of technology, right? The really interesting or extremely useful things that are happening. So I love that. Congratulations.
Grinding the gears.
Grinding the gears, baby.
Yeah.
Speaking of grinding the gears, actually, this has nothing to do with grinding the gears, but next up on the list, I mean, it does. Yeah, well,
you're grinding the gears for, we're cruising along at a very fast velocity right now.
I know, we're doing
it's okay.
Well, we are introducing efficiencies. We're living,
we don't have a time limit one way or the other.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, well, next up, I'm gonna take a stab at this one because I'm actually really excited about it. Gift Health. Here's the deal. So as a diabetic, I take medication that is very, very expensive, and insurance is like so difficult to deal with. And you know, I actually don't have insurance right now. And so this is speaking to my heart so much, but Gift Health, they are a healthcare tech startup that streamlines the pharmacy experience with free delivery and competitive medication pricing. So basically they've created a mechanism to help people shop prescriptions, which is such a difficult thing to do because you have to go out there and find like all of the manufacturer coupons and you have to search all of the websites and look at all the fine print. And it's just a super frustrating process, especially when you have to do it every damn month and it costs hundreds of dollars a month to stay medicated. And so Gift Health, you're in my heart, you're on my heart. And I love what you're doing. So basically, the prescribers are going to send the prescriptions to Gift Health, just like they would with any other pharmacy. And then the GH platform selects the partner pharmacy based on price and proximity. It's going to do searches for benefits verification. It's going to look at cash or copay options. It's going to submit prior authorizations if necessary. And then the electronic database is going to search for discounts and available savings, then auto-apply it. And then it gets transferred over to the pharmacy. And so all of these things that I have to do when I go to buy my medication are just done like that. And I don't know if I can express to you, like, one of the things about having a chronic illness is, man, it wears on you because it's something that you have to think about all the time. And you have to do this stuff all the time to take care of yourself. And it just gets really tiring. So when I see something like Gift Health that is going to take a gnarly process and make it so much easier on me and consumers like me, it's really thrilling. Like, giving people the agency and the peace of mind around their healthcare journey. Excellent work. Gift Health.
It's possible that I might just fall over and die because I wouldn't do all those things very well.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I get it.
Few of us do. Yeah. It requires a lot of discipline that I just don't have the time for. So yeah, like, make it easier for me and I'm more likely to do it. So, I mean, honestly, Gift Health could be saving lives. I feel like they are.
You know what I'd like everyone to do? I'd like everyone to scroll down to the show notes and click the link to fullscale.io, who is proudly sponsoring this episode of Startup Hustle. Hiring software developers is difficult, and Fullscale can help you build a software team quickly and affordably and has the platform to help you manage that team. Go to fullscale.io to learn more. All right, next on our list is Redi.Health, R-E-D-I.Health.
I feel like we're seeing a trend. Columbus being kind of like the healthcare startup. Like, we've talked about the fact that when we go to different cities, each one kind of has a different flavor based on their tech pipeline, like what they're working on. But Columbus seems pretty heavy on healthcare.
Well, I mean, our hometown is like the animal health corridor, apparently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, there's just like a lot of,
because we've got a lot of agribusiness. It makes sense. So I wanted to acknowledge that. I think it's cool that Columbus is doing a lot of stuff in a very needed industry.
Well, CEO and co-founder Luke Buchanan and CTO and co-founder Jameen Gandhi are leading the charge. And, you know, so what Redi does is they build tools specifically for patients with multiple chronic illnesses and then combines them with more specialized support services, which might come from a variety of different stakeholders in the healthcare industry, such as specialty pharma or pharma manufacturer, insurance companies, and connecting people to the right things, kind of like the company you were just talking about. Like there's anything that shortens the journey or helps you become aware of help or things that you might not have already been aware of.
Yeah.
Is useful. And, you know, these guys are picking up traction. We got $5 million in funding and showing on record in August of 2022. So clearly gaining some adoption. And yeah, you're right. I mean, there does seem to be quite a few startups in Columbus that are related to healthcare space, as I tee that up for the next company on the list.
Here I come. I'm just going to pick up the ball that you just threw my way. But next up, we've got Script Drop with CEO Amanda Epp and COO Lori Bugard. I love
when you were going to drop the ball on Script Drop.
No, I wasn't going to drop it. I picked up the ball.
I see.
You threw it. Okay. I guess I should say I caught it. I caught the ball.
Got it.
But yeah, so this is a woman-led company, which makes me super excited. Surprising. Absolutely.
And why is that, Lauren?
Because I love female founders, man. Innovate Her KC has forever changed my lens and my love for female founders.
Didn't you just win an award for being a female founder and business leader?
I was, yes, I did.
Why that?
I am so weird and awkward about it. Like people keep, I was actually really happy that you didn't mention it. Cause I was like, finally somebody's talking to me like a person and we're just going to like do the work. But, it's the Athena Award. It's a very great honor here in the Kansas City area. I am very honored. I'm just super awkward about stuff like this. I'm like, I don't know what to do with my hands. I don't know how, like, thank you. Are you sure? You know,
just
like,
hold a coffee cup in each hand.
Yeah. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I'll just be like, yes. Or maybe thumbs up. It's great.
Sorry. I wanted to drop that while you were dropping Script Drop's ball or whatever you were doing.
All right. Well, whatever you're doing with
Script Drop's balls. I mean, sorry, I couldn't help it.
They're going to listen to this and they're going to be like, what are they talking about?
These guys are weird. No, but
Script Drop, woman-led company. And they're working within the healthcare ecosystem. And they're connecting patients with pharmacists, with providers and pharmaceutical manufacturers, which is connectivity is definitely needed there. So they are offering prescription delivery in all 50 states, which is always super impressive to me when you've expanded your market that much. But they are allowing for some really important additional services. They've got this platform that has some long-term data storage options, multiple service levels, customer service, and they are helping to connect pharmacies in the ways that they need to be connected, reducing return to stock rates, increasing same day delivery volume by 73%, which is huge. So again, just operating within a space that's super hairy and making a whole process easier. They've just got this really strong delivery network and they're offering up expertise to people who need it. I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, validated with $22.9 million in funding. I see a hype news headline in my notes here that Uber Health expanded nationwide prescription delivery with the help of Script Drop. So gaining traction and doing things and stuff. Now, at the moment that we thought all the startups in Columbus were related to healthcare, Status came along and changed that opinion for us. And what they do is, you know, they have a customer accounts platform that gets way more customers logged in at once. And they help them get logged in. So talking about eliminating sign-in friction, increasing app engagement and identifying more shoppers for brands. Why does the sign-in matter? Oh my God. You ever like your phone, you would try to buy something using your phone and it doesn't carry over a password or a sign-in. And
you know, like you try to do it because you clicked on a Facebook link and it doesn't take you to your browser.
Yes. Like, yeah. Oh yeah.
I hate it when that super irritates me.
Or, and by the way, I'm a big Apple guy, but quit making me open shit in Safari. I'm like the last, that's the only use of that browser.
Baby.
Running with it. Anyway, the sign-in struggle is real. CEO and co-founder Joe Vancina and CTO and co-founder Chris Pinchot. Chris, I hope I said your name right. The sign-in battle's real. I mean, there's some stuff out there that's like, I mean, it's a big thing. It's a big thing. So
yeah. Well, and you have to passwords are such a beast, and I'm like,
they're trying to build repeat shoppers. I mean, that's the main thing of status trying to help their mission to inspire e-commerce to completely reimagine the customer account.
Anytime on the user experience journey, like this is an accepted part of sales and marketing knowledge. At any point on the customer journey where you experience friction, you lose customers. Like at any point where they have to stop what they're doing and think
about
what
they're doing. Obstacles on the way to the cash register.
Yeah, so they're breaking through barriers to create a more seamless experience. And of course, you're going to see increased sales because of that.
Anything that helps me spend my money faster.
I can help you do that, right?
I've stimulated the economy quite a bit in Kansas over the last couple months. Let's put it that way.
I'm happy to take that hit anytime.
Yeah. Are you good at building stuff? Because that's where most of that's going. All right. Then you might have a problem.
All right. Well, I don't have a problem with Tandem Connect. How'd you like that? Nice.
That
I know. I just got the nod on that transition.
You're learning. Six years later of the podcast, three of them with you as a host, and you're really starting to figure it out.
I'm like thinking unsavory thoughts in my head. It starts with F. So Tandem is a mobile app that helps workers who are struggling to find and retain staff, which I think through the pandemic and even now economically, I think we kind of recognize that retention has become really, really difficult. So through Tandem, people who are trying to find job ready workers, they can find them as soon as they need coverage. Tandem is providing fully credentialed workers. And when you do that, these centers can increase enrollment, open up new classrooms, regain their sanity. Like it's really, really beneficial. Hiring is such a difficult thing to do, particularly in industries where you see a lot of high turnover. And so I really, really like the fact that they are connecting workers, specifically childcare workers, to people who need those services. And, there's a lot of criteria that goes into this too. Like when you're looking for a childcare provider, you have to manage things like schedules and proficiencies. Can they offer care? Credibility.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they're giving parents peace of mind or agencies peace of mind, like we're providing really good skilled childcare workers. They offer a payment system called Tandem Pay. And so payment can be sent and received. That, again, that's a trust and credibility kind of thing. Providers can manage their earnings by requesting, receiving, saving after they complete jobs. I mean, this is a really, really cool tool within the childcare space. And that has become, or I guess the home care, maybe not just childcare, but the home care space, these are really difficult things to manage. So once again, we're decreasing friction and we're making it easier to see that connectivity between home care providers of many different kinds, get them paid, get them trusted and credentialed and get them working. I mean, that's pretty cool.
Something I like, I'm reading in the notes here about Tandem is that they have an alternative revenue model and they don't charge parents subscriptions or booking fees. And that I like that because some of the sites that have access to like childcare providers and stuff like that, like you end up like paying a big annual, you might not need it a whole lot. So, the way that they're helping easily facilitate payment. Because that's another thing. We just got back from Asheville, North Carolina, and we have a babysitter that will stay with our kids sometimes. And we're kind of like, how much did we pay last time? What did we do? Yeah. Blah, 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 blah. And just like, my wife's just taking all of my cash out of my wallet and I got none of it back. And I'm positive not all of it was needed to actually pay the sitter.
Hey, happy wife, happy life, man. It's all right. It's all going to be okay. So something else, and I just wanted to mention this really quickly, but like something else that I think is cool. I've actually seen, I follow like some mommy blogs and stuff like that. And I've actually seen situations where like parents would refuse to pay babysitters because babysitting work and like home care work tends to be really devalued. And so like, I feel like this would help with that as well. Like fair and transparent pricing, you know, like
why would you refuse to pay your babysitter if they did that terrible of a job?
Like, or? You would see like these text message exchanges where a mom would be like, well, they slept the whole time. And I know that we agreed to $20 an hour, but you should only get 10 because they slept. And it's like, well, that's not how this works, you know? Yeah. Or like I saw one where somebody was like, it was to a housekeeper and she was like, I saw you use the water to put water in your water bottle. Can you give us a discount next time you come back to clean our house? And it's like, I literally saw that exchange.
Quit being cheap, people.
Yeah, but I feel like having that kind of wage transparency and like being able to commit to that, that's going to give the babysitters and the home care people, like it's going to give them peace of mind, right? Knowing that it's all just right there, transparent.
You know, in the vein of wage transparency, the next company on the list is called Upwage, right? Okay. So how does their platform work? Their platform provides a wage map across the U.S., but most job postings are for cities in Southern California, Dallas, and Miami. But job seekers can see at a glance where jobs are and what they pay per hour, which some people have a hard time doing the math on.
Sure.
Right. But, you know, overall,
y'all can't see it. I'm just like guilty.
Yeah. So it lists sorted by salary, occupation or title. And, you know, so there are apparently 44% of Americans earn less than $16 an hour. So like being able to have some transparency with that. And
yeah.
I don't know, you know, I'm in the obviously at Full Scale. And once again, as today's episode of Startup Hustle is brought to you by fullscale.io. If you need to hire software engineers, developers, testers, relators, we do that. But hey, I got to do it 3 times or I get in trouble.
No, I know.
Work for this podcast now. And, you know, I mean, that's, I show up and do my job.
I know the feeling.
Read the ads, man, read the ads. But, you know, but with that, like, I don't know. It's the struggle's real. I mean, the connection between, you know, willing employers and employees, whether it's in a gig economy or a full-time or however that works is a challenge. And I have a lot of respect for anything that makes that easier for both sides of those transactions. So
yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Upwage. I should probably not forget to say Diana Tsai and Greg Call, you're doing a great job at the company. Keep up the good work. Lauren,
well done.
That was 10 companies in Columbus.
That was 10 companies in Columbus. I feel very satisfied by those 10 companies. That was okay. That was a fun one.
Who do you like? Who stands out?
So for me, number one with a bullet is Gift Health. Like, I don't know if I can express to you, like, I want to go and sign up for it right now, figure out how to do that, because man, do I hate messing around with prescriptions and all of that. Oh, it's just terrible. Thank you, Gift Health.
I don't blame you on that. I like Upwage just because, and I'm biased, I will say that for those of you listening, because I'm in a similar industry and I realize that it's not easy. There's a complex nature between matching people up with employment opportunities and people that need employees. And there is an artful science to doing it right, because putting the wrong people in the wrong roles just means that you're going to have to put a different person in that role later.
Yeah.
And that's a lot to deal with. So, you know, overall, and I'm,
you employ a lot of people. So you're like, you're doing the, not only are you doing this on the regular, but you're doing it at scale. So it's gotta be just,
well, but that's why I realize how hard it is, because, you know, we have 325 employees at Full Scale, like at the time of this recording. But you know, here's the thing is we go through over 40 applicants to give one job offer. That doesn't even mean hire. That's an offer.
Yeah.
And so with that, like, I have a lot of respect for it, for people that create efficiency around that. And it's a great service, because no business wants to hire the wrong people. And no potential employee wants to be working for the wrong employer either. So anything you can do. And I love the transparency side of things. It drives me nuts how many job listings and other stuff can be out there that don't have a lot of transparency around it. Now, I will tell you that a lot of our job ads don't actually have a salary in them, because they're general.
Right. Right?
They're not like hyper specific about what this is. I've got 250 different skills that you can be proficient at and work at Full Scale potentially.
Yeah.
I would have to create 250 ads that are around that. But I think that, you know, the thing is going out and chasing opportunities that are going to be well below what you need to earn is a waste of time.
Yeah.
Going to make you a high risk for churning as an employee. So
yeah. Yeah.
You know where we're going next?
Where are we going next?
Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit Rock City, baby.
I've been to Detroit a bunch. I have several funny stories from Detroit that I will not tell on air. So just so you know.
That was a challenge. All right.
Yeah. Oh, no. You won't get them out of me. No, not on this one. I may tell them to you, but not. Yeah, they're just funny.
Okay.
They're all just right. Funny. Well, I've got, yeah. I've spent, Detroit is a fun city.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. And I'm willing to have fun. So you just put the two together and there you go. Well, Lauren, I guess I'll catch up with you in a month and we'll head over to the Motor City.
All right, man. Looking forward to it.
See ya.
Startup Hustle's brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time. We do it.